Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and I have John Mazzoni, our clinic director of our test site for Menopausia Hunter testing and QRMA testing in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And, of course, I spent quite a bit of time over the weekend showing them how to pull up what's called the epicrisis, which is the diagnostic codes, pathogens, et cetera, in the tissues based on the harmonic resonant frequency matching. Now, the neat thing about this technology is developed over almost 60 years by the Russian Academy of Sciences and Dr. Nesterov and the Nonlinear Institute, that's used for the Russians monitoring their astronauts in near space or in distant space using quantum physics. And we have the latest in their technology. We also have, of course, the QRMA, quantitative resonant magnetic analysis, that looks at organ function, heavy metals, levels of nutrients in the body. And when I combine this with a functional medical history, I can narrow the testing down by 95% in terms of what confirmatory tests, because they call these functional tests, I can narrow it down by 95%. Now, the technology and the way I've set it up to make it even easier for people to enter the system is I've asked all of our test sites to just charge $100 to do the intermediate-based Menopausia scan, not the extensive, but the intermediate scan, and a QRMA, and to make sure the 11-page history form is completed and sent to me along with any medical records. And all you have to purchase is $100 for the testing, and one unit or one half hour, or $150 to actually have me start to open up your wellness protocols. So I made it so cheap that nobody in the right mind would refuse doing this. Now, we just had Dr. Michael Nova from Pathway Genomics on, and I want people to start understanding what I'm doing is pioneering this whole area of combining genetics, epigenetics, functional medicine, and also artificial intelligence. What I want to do is, over the next few years, write software that will dump their medical data, their lab work, and other things into the system, and bidirectionally set up a system that becomes more and more intelligent, like Watson, but actually will not only give you medical diagnosis, but find a pathway to optimize health for you. I can do this intellectually right now by looking at your data. So if I see your functional history, I look at your medical records and what tests were done conventionally, I look at your quantum test, QRMA and Menopausia. I start ordering test kits like Pathway Genomics genetic tests, epigenetic tests like Meridian Valley Labs, or direct labs, say Genova Labs in Atlanta. I can tell you precisely why you're getting screwed up and why you're turning diabetic and why you can't lose weight and why you're developing ADD or insomnia at night because your levels of, say, molybdenum are low or your levels of toxins are high. And we can tell precisely why we needed to fix you in order to fix things, and you can't do it with conventional medicine. This is what's called living while you're still alive pathology. This didn't exist when I went to medical school in the 70s. In fact, they repeatedly said, well, you already have a PhD, Deagle. I asked too many questions in medical school. You should go and be a pathologist. They know more than anybody else, but all their patients are dead. That's not the case now. Functional medicine is not alternative. This is medicine. So what I have, every doctor in every specialty, including osteopathy, surgery, biological dentistry, pediatrics, elderly care, whatever, they need what I have. Okay? And in the early 21st century, this is going to come together with me and many other doctors like Dr. Ron Klass, we had on yesterday from the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, Dr. Bart Goldman, 28,000 physicians, 820,000 health professionals just in that one academy, the American College for Environmental Medicine and Advancement of Medicine, and many others. You have to understand we are going to build a mechanism by which we can tell you what your genetics are, your epigenetics, and a pathway to optimal health. That's why we call, you know, NutriMeds, you know, optimizing your basically your epigenetic healing of your body. So I want to talk about this. We spent a bit of quiet time. You're starting to pick up, and you're going to have, I guess, a video capture before we do our next program, probably next weekend, to kind of teach you some more about pulling up the epicrisis diagnosis. Because if all I have is a list of the epicrisis diagnosis that you properly pull from the data, I can start to build a plan for someone in terms of testing, confirmatory tests like genetic testing. If they have, say, epigenetic abnormalities that indicate on their quantum testing that they may be predisposed to heart disease or some other problem, and I can do a test like, say, a DNA test for cardiac disease or mental health, and then confirmatory organic acids, metabolites, heavy metals, and so on. So what I'm doing is absolutely cutting edge, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Doctor. It's absolutely
amazing. And to be honest with you, you have to understand this. There's nobody anywhere, you want to call it, that's, in a sense, a real competitor. In fact, if anybody, they're parallel to what I'm doing, but they're further behind. I've been at the cutting edge of this for decades. I've been doing advanced functional testing for almost 40 years. I started doing testing, for example, at UCLA 37 years ago, looking at the epigenetics of how human serum albumin is tied to toxic chemicals. I was measuring blood insulin levels, glucagon, prolactin, insulin, cortisol, a set of other hormones, T3 and reverse T3, 37 years ago. And when I did my research with the head of pathology, I was persecuted and threatened to have my license pulled. That's not going to happen anymore. Dr. Deagle's a much more educated, much more nasty beast than I ever was back then. You cross me, bad stuff happens to you, legally and otherwise. So I want people to know there, the services I offer, and most of them are absolutely free because it's a ministry. So you don't need to pay a fee to actually start this process. You do if you're going to do quantum testing, which is extremely valuable. So if you can fly or drive to Fayetteville, Arkansas, you'll get John, actually you can do a QRMA and metapathia test. He'll send me the PDF of your QRMA analysis. He'll send me the epicrisis where I can log on remotely onto his database and pull up your test results and look to do the frequency analysis tables. Then I can design, based on your history and your medical tests you've already sent me from your typical medical doctors, what I want to do as far as confirmatory testing. And then we can design a program to prevent you from dying of your cancer or getting heart disease or a blocked artery or ending up with a traumatic amputation because of vascular problems from diabetes. So it's pretty exciting stuff, isn't it? We're literally on the cutting edge of solving the problem of disease and aging. This is the pathway to find how to actually change the pathway of human genomics and epigenomics so people don't die early or die of horrifying disease because of a toxic environment, mineral-depleted soils, toxic foods like genetically modified and glyphosates, and aspartame, Splenda, Neotame, etc. in our food. In fact, the population, from what I can see, is getting more sterile, more feminized, developing diseases earlier and more likely to become intellectually impaired earlier on in life and die of dementia, like the number one cause now in Britain. It's a big problem, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, one of the things that... What do you think my greatest frustration when I'm doing radio or consulting, even offline? What do you think my greatest frustration is, John?
I would say one of them is getting people to make that first phone call,
You're close. No matter what the issue is, whether it's health, geopolitics, spirituality, whatever, I want people to ask better questions. I beg them not to believe what I say, because if they start worshiping, the Dr. Deagle always knows the answer. And it may be that I do, but I don't want them to be that way. I want them to kind of use their intellectual capacity and then go off and pray afterwards. So when I give them information, I can refer them to people like Dr. Michael Nova and their gene tests where they can actually pick up the gene kit, but they can't analyze it fully unless you get additional testing done to a full genomic and epigenomic analysis consultation. Now, if they do take additional time, I'm going to bill that time out, but it'll all be based on what they want. So if they start off the epigenomic test and say, look, doc, I got... you know, five diagnoses here that showed up on the quantum testing and on my medical history I know about. I got hypertension, I got borderline diabetes, I've got early glaucoma. I've got, Raynaud's syndrome, so my hands and feet get really cold. I've got irritable bowel syndrome or hiatal hernia. I can give them a protocol for that based on their testing, on their history, their QRMA and metaphyseal scans, and I'll be able to kind of get an idea if they've got toxic things going on or genetic things. If they want to do more advanced testing, I can send test kits to them anywhere in the world, like Meridian Valley Labs or to Tutwiller in Washington, or pathway genomic testing, and I can tell them if they're in Cairo, Egypt. In fact, if it was a doctor there or a health clinic in Cairo, Egypt, that could be a technician. I could do a quantum test and log on remotely on their system and tell them precisely what's wrong with them. They could be in a van with a satellite link in Quito, Ecuador, and I could actually, they could drive to the top of the mountains and actually, I could log on to their system and tell them what's wrong with them. That's amazing, isn't it? This is the age of electronic and diagnostic and the artificial intelligence miracles, and I will build it over the next few years. The systems that will bring the medical system to a whole new century of healthcare. When we come back, we want to have your calls. Be brave. 877-317-6432. We're going to continue doing a walkthrough A to Z on products, but we're on your calls. And welcome back. And, of course, the autumn sale, 7 for Heaven, is on, and it is 7% off, including previous sale prices on multi-packs and sale items. Plus free shipping on anything over $99 in the U.S. And if you, by the way, even between sales, if you send us a money order or check, it's always free shipping. That's amazing, isn't it? Now, I'm going to go through a couple of products and show you how, for example, these products are tied back to doing quantum testing. I recently did a quantum test here of a friend of mine. I hear a little noise in the background, so you want to be not make any movement there if you can, John. Quantum testing of a gentleman who actually was a friend of mine, so I actually tested him in my studio. I usually don't, okay, because I don't want this to turn into a clinic. Otherwise, it would be swamped with patients from all over the world trying to fly in. You wouldn't believe how many people try to do that. Hey, can I just come on over? No, you can't. It's a gated community. It's not a clinic. You can't come over, okay? I'm so busy doing consults with doctors and patients, writing papers and working doing research worldwide, it's not possible. So I've got peripheral clinics, for example, locally here. We have, I'll be training up tomorrow, actually, Dr. Jürgen Winkler and his technician to be a local test site for QRMA, for metapathia scans here in Carlsbad, California. Trying to show them how to use the machine and how to pull up the upper crisis, which are the diagnostic predictive frequency patterns that show up that indicate certain diseases are predisposed to. I don't like to call it a confirmatory, although the comparison studies done in Europe with the metapathia hunter have shown it's equally accurate to an MRI or ultrasound scan or even blood work and genetic testing, because you can even scan down to specific genes. You can actually go to tables and look at genes. Now, one of our products is called Joint Performance. It helps you rebuild cartilage. This gentleman, for example, had a very bad destructive knee change on the QRMA and metapathia scans. The metapathia showed he had very serious changes. So this is maybe 2 months ago he had his test done. I referred him to an orthopedic surgeon to get the knee cleaned up, put Hyland in, and now he's happy as anything because he can go back and play baseball, and he now has a regenerated knee, and he's taking our supplements to rebuild his cartilage and his ligaments and hyaluronic acid polymer in the joint besides the Hyland, which is a 3 million molecular weight that we put in the joint. We have people that have heart disease, and they say, hey, I already have hypertension, doc, and so we put them on Cardiovasc, either our liquid or our Cardiovasc capsules. What I like to do is I like to do the actual advanced test, like lipid electrophoresis, which doctors don't do. How many doctors do you think actually measure lipid electrophoresis to look at the actual fractions rather than estimation based on nuclear spectroscopy? How many do you think do them? What percentage?
None to
very few. Like you can count them on one hand. Now,
yeah.
That's not good, because you know what? It's like a carpenter said, well, I'm estimating that this is about 4.5 feet. And then he goes and cuts, and he doesn't have actually a tape measure to measure how long the piece of lumber is. Not a good idea. I believe in I call medical functional medicine carpentry, measure twice, cut once. Leptin metabolic, we use this to restore your appetite. If you're getting overweight, you may have a leptin sensitivity problem. You may have elevated blood insulin. If I measure your fasting blood insulin, that's 2, 3, 4, 6 times normal. How the heck do you think you're going to lose weight? Your body's shunting calories into fat storage and making white fat, And an elevated blood insulin, your body's going to make counter-insulin hormones of cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and glucagon, which actually converts your calories to sugar, and then your body converts sugar in your liver to fatty acids, which turns into fat shunted into your fat storage adipocytes, which when they get a certain size, they divide and you get new fat cells. So when I hear people say that, you know, some people are just kind of stuffing themselves when they're overweight, that's an obscenity. It's almost like saying, you know, because you're a certain skin color, you must have an inferior IQ, which is crap, right? So overweight people all have a metabolic problem. In fact, if you want to lose weight and you're overweight, you have to... There we go. We're getting a little bit of noise here on our signal here. If you're overweight, you have to actually take into consideration that you may actually have a metabolic disorder going on, right? And so... that's really important. Look at life support and glycemics. Life support is a nutrient formula. I give it to my daughter with ageless glycemics that controls blood sugar along with NutriComplete every morning. And it's really important to understand, if you don't nourish your body with the right nutrients, you can't expect it to heal itself. You can't pop a drug in to make a symptom go away. It's like taking a little spray can of black paint and say, look, the flashing light on my car or my machine or my whatever is not working, so let's just spray that little flashing red light with black paint so we can't see it flash anymore. That's what the drug companies are doing and the doctors, isn't it? They're taking spray cans and spraying the flashing red light on your body, the dashboard of your body. Isn't it crazy?
Yes, it is.
Now, when you saw your own test, you were probably a little bit shocked by what it showed, didn't you? In fact,
it's so detailed, we went into layers that I never thought the machine could do. It's unbelievable.
Now you got to understand, when you're dealing with somebody like me, and you know, and I have to pull back because even, you know, my favorite broadcaster is John B. Welch, because he has a very slow cadence. He's very methodical. He'll try not to interrupt his guests. I have all of the defects you don't want in a broadcaster. I speak too fast. I get too technical. I'll often speak over my guests. And I don't overwhelm somebody. I overwhelm everybody. Relatives, friends, wives, sons, doctors, it never fails. And the reason is I ask a zillion questions. I don't think that I know anything when I get up in the morning. I think I'm just starting to learn. And I call the mountain of wisdom comes through the valley and the ocean of stupid. You have to realize if you assume that you know everything, you can learn nothing. And what I've realized is everything I was taught in medical school and residency, by and large, is completely and utterly BS. Disturbing, isn't it?
Yes,
and by the way, I'm not doing this because I conjecture and I had a nightmare and all of a sudden I had this kind of fugue state where I just learned things. I went back to the laboratory and tested things. I went back and learned how to read MRI scans 40 years ago and ultrasounds 45 years ago when I was in medical school. I learned how to do advanced genetic and epigenetic testing for decades, refer to special labs in Germany like the Biofocus for cancer sensitivity testing, and send people to specialty clinics around the world, including stem cell clinics with people in heart failure even 10 years ago. And what I realized is that my colleagues are not, they're so ignorant, they don't even know what they don't know. That's disturbing. And if you're listening to some yahoo that's telling you flogging a vitamin, they have no medical training or functional medicine training, at least my medical colleagues have the background in physiology and genetics and other things to learn something if I teach them. But everybody else out there that's flogging whatever supplement they're taking or recommending, they don't have the faintest clue of what they're doing, not even remotely. And they're trying to flog and say, our stuff is the best, we do this and this and this, and they don't have any testing to back it up. They don't have any way of functionally testing to see if the patient that they gave the stuff actually got better. They just want to sell. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So let's look at our next supplement, LipoFlush. A lot of people don't realize that if your insulin's 4 or 6 times normal, you need to mobilize that fat, so conjugated linoleic acid will help along with forced colon that converts white fat to brown fat and our cell detox glutathione. If you have a dysbiosis in your gut, most people, when I talked to a gentleman the other day, he has ALS. The neurologist finally came up with a diagnosis of ALS. ALS is not only an autoimmune disease, it's a free radical disease where the tertiary motor neuron in the anterior horn of your spinal cord is being damaged. Now, the primary motor neuron is in your laurolandic fissure of your temporal lobe. Secondary is in the tectum or the roof of the midbrain and the fourth ventricle. And the tertiary motor neuron is in the anterior horn cell of your spinal cord. And it goes all the way from there to the neuromuscular end plate in your fingers or toes or muscles, whatever. So you have to understand, if you don't realize what I know and what I can teach and prove to you, that disease has an underlying cause, and I can find it out for you, by functional testing, by reviewing your history, and by quantum testing. And we'll be back in a minute. Your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432. Be brave. Be brave. Top nutraceuticals in the world. I'm just talking about recolonizing your gut. When people say, well, how did I develop lupus? How did I develop rheumatoid arthritis? How did I develop these things? Your doctor will kind of, you know, say, well, we really don't know. Your doctor is clueless. Mycoplasma hominis, I remember doing research back in 1974 and 5 under Dr. John Woodbury, head of the Canadian and American Rheumatology Association nationally. And working in the Synovia Analysis Lab, I reviewed and did the data analysis with nonlinear statistical analysis package as well as immunotoxicology on 26,000 cases. That's not a little sample. That's a giant sample. And what I discovered is that the research going back even to the 1960s found Mycoplasma hominis. Now, when I do a quantum test and I find Mycoplasma hominis and you actually have clinical signs of arthritis, I want to know what your rheumatoid factor is. I want to know what your anti-nuclear antibodies are, if it's single or double-stranded DNA. I want to know what your SED rate is. I want to know what your cardiac markers and cytokines are. I want to know what's happening. Now, we give you things like arthritics. It stops type 2 collagen attack against your joints if you've got rheumatoid or inflammatory arthritis like lupus or mixed connective tissue disease. If you have a gut dysbiosis, it's going to make your gut leaky, so you're going to get proteins across with stealth pathogens or proteins that are made for you, say, genetically modified food fed to the animals you ate. And that food then is going to leak across your gut and make you attack your own tissues because the body thinks this protein section looks identical to a marker on a specific organ in your body, maybe your liver or your joints or your brain. So we have Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra. We have the magnesium glycinate. People need to realize this is the most bowel-tolerated oral magnesium for your central, your general circulation. And the best one for your brain is Brain Mag that crosses the magnesium L-threonate to the brain tissue. And the best one to stop stone formation is magnesium potassium citrate. And the best to stop anxiety attacks and muscle cramps is magnesium calcium taurate. So you have to understand magnesium in its various forms and delivery systems works in different target organs. Now, when I get somebody that that has an abnormal history, abnormal medical tests, and I do a quantum test, let's say at your facility, it tells me that I need to do confirmatory testing, and I can tell a health care a lot more than their, quote, primary doctor, rheumatologist, or internal medicine doc, and then I can give them a custom protocol that may either eliminate or massively reduce the amount of toxic drugs they're taking. You know, people need to start understanding this, whether you've got ALS or MS or rheumatoid arthritis or inflammatory bowel disease or you've got cancer. This weekend, I actually did a consult with a gentleman that had bladder cancer, and they told him, we can't do a cystectomy on you. You'll just die. He's 85. He already had cancer about 5-6 years ago, and they gave him chemo and radiation, which guarantees you're going to get a future different cancer. And he does. He has a bladder cancer now, probably caused by the toxins they used to actually kill his previous cancer. So what I'm doing is giving him things, because he's going to go through radiation and chemo to control his tumor, conventional care, which I don't agree with, but that's what he's going to do. But I'm going to give him nutraceuticals so he'll survive that care. Now, we can monitor him by doing a quantum analysis with a QRMA and metapathia scan, and we can find out what nutritional deficiencies he's having as he's going through his treatment. Pretty exciting, isn't it? So whether I measure things like pathway genomics tests or cancer markers, remember that movie star that I call Holly Woman Syndrome. She was the wife of Brad Pitt. What's her name?
Jolene.
Angelina. Now, very beautiful movie star, but very brainless. And, of course, she's a United Nations representative. But she actually, because she had a BRCA panel that indicates she had breast cancer, she literally whopped her breasts off, took out her uterus and her female sexual organs, so she couldn't possibly get cancer. I call it the Hollow Woman Syndrome. Hollow Woman. Pretty funny, hey? So, anyway, people need to understand. You know, it's like the old adage from the book of Genesis, if thine eye offend thee, cut it out. If thy genes offend thee, cut out the organs connected to them. It's pretty bad. You don't need to do that. Genes are not deterministic. They're permissive. So whether you have a genetic predisposition to glaucoma, diabetes, or certain kinds of problem, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it means you have to take special care so it doesn't happen. You don't provide the triggering circumstances to create that condition. So you've got an apoprotein predisposing you to calcifying your plaque or raising homocysteine levels through the ceiling. You better, number one, measure it, and you better take an intervention and see if what you did actually worked. Now, if you think the average nutritional company or person flogging this stuff knows how to test it, including, by the way, even Pathway Genomics. If you go to CVS Pharmacy and buy a Pathway Genomic test, you think they're going to be able to manage your care? Are you kidding? This is where I think there's a real big mistake made by the big nutritional companies like Metagenics and Allergy Research and so on that have some good people. But they make nutraceuticals. It's like giving tool sets to people that are rocket engineers and they've never gone to rocket engineer school. It's craziness, isn't it? They have no idea what they're testing to do to see what those genetics are going to do because they're not deterministic. If you have the right diet and nutraceuticals, they're not going to cause a certain illness. For example, the same genes that make the Pima Indians super athletes 300 years ago when white man arrived allowed them to run across the desert and survive conditions that would kill a wild fox. They can run and eat barrel cactus juice from cutting off a barrel cactus and run 120 miles in 115 to 100 degree temperature. A normal person couldn't do that and maintain blood osmolality so they wouldn't die of heat stroke. But a Pima Indian can. Those same genetics, though, given white man's food, will make you turn diabetic and half the people at age 40 are overweight, diabetic, going blind, and in renal failure. That's craziness, isn't it? But people have to understand the same genes that make you survive a stressful environment might actually make you die from eating white man's food in mineral-depleted soil and having toxic exposure to scalar waves from Wi-Fi networks and smart meters. Interesting, hey?
Yes.
Now, if you think you're going to learn this on another show or another blog or YouTube, whatever, you're delusional. You're not. You're going to hear little tweaks here and there by me two people who want to repeat stuff that they haven't really been able to verify. I can verify whatever I say. By testing. So when people say, well, you know, my mom is getting demented. Okay, did your doctor do a SPECT blood flow scan to see which parts of her brain aren't being perfused? Did he do a T1-weighted MRI scan to see if she's getting dysmyelination of her anterior forebrain bundle? Has he done tests of her organic metabolites in her platelets of neurotransmitters? Did he look at organic metabolites or heavy metals that she's accumulating them in her hair or her tissues you can measure using dual-coupled nuclear spectroscopy? Do you think your doctor knows any of this stuff? Are you kidding me? Do you think the average doctor, internist, family doctor, or neurologist knows any of the things I'm talking about now? And the stuff is often straight under their nose. I mean, you can do a T1-weighted MRI scan at virtually every hospital in the country. You can do a SPECT blood flow scan with a radiologist. If you get a neuroscientist or PhD trained, and they're all across the country from Lexicor to do a quantitative electroencephalogram, but do you think they're going to organize all these tests? I remembered a case that I had a few years ago in Colorado, and they were enraged. This is Great West Life. I sent this man who had a traumatic brain injury in a work comp case, and I sent him to a neuroscientist for a couple days of actual testing, and then I sent him for the positron emission tomography scan, the black hole scan, and the scan of his brain using the quantitative electroencephalography. The quantitative electroencephalography test. And basically, they were so angry because it was going to increase his benefits to millions of dollars, and the case manager actually told his wife that they were so upset they were thinking about putting out a physical contract to take my life for doing what I did. Did you know that?
No, not that story.
I called the director of Great West Life in Aurora, Colorado, and said, I just got your case manager told his wife wasn't brain injured, that they were thinking about a contract. I said, is that true? And, of course, he muttered around because I knew it was. So I said, you're going to send me a fax showing you fired her. And I said, if I think that you've actually called out a contract me, I have friends in Delta and Special Ops, and there'll be no trace of it, but you'll stop breathing very quickly. You'll stop having a pulse. So I want a proof in a half an hour of the facts that you're firing her. And if I think, and I'm like Predator from the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger from the Alien Predator movie, I said, I'll know you're coming if I think you're trying to put out a contract on me, and I'm not exactly, don't get fooled by the white coat, I'm not Mr. Passive. Why do you think other people and doctors or functional medicine are dying and Dr. Deagle's alive? Because I'm a nasty SOB. You cross me, you die. You don't have a bad day, you die. Okay? And that's why, legally or otherwise, I'm telling people, you got to listen, because the system, the environment is getting more and more toxic. They're not telling you. If you're listening to this in China, where your environment is horrific, and everybody's buying detox machines, you have to understand wherever you are, your food is toxic, your environment is toxic, and you are dying prematurely from toxic environment and toxic food. Back in a moment. Yeah, as we switch back to, from RBN to DCM, it's going to take a while for people to get used to the different time zones. We're 2 hours later. We are also live, and you can call in live to the program, 877-317-6432. And by the way, we usually try to stick on topics. Like, for example, today we're talking about wellness and functional medicine. We don't want to switch to geopolitics now, although I'll throw a few things here and there in. I want to continue talking about nutraceuticals. For example, cancer. When I went to medical school back in 1973, cancer was about one person in 12 got it. Now it's less than one in two. When we had our first conference back in about 1974 in our medical school dealing with autism, one person about 3,500 to 4,000 got it. Now in some cities and districts it's one in 28, and the average is one in one in about 63 or 64. Across America has some form of autism, Asperger syndrome, or autism spectrum disorder. When we look at the incidence of heart failure, it's increasing at 400% faster than all other diseases of the heart or vascular tree. Things are really falling apart. People are not paying attention. And if you think the medical profession are paying attention to this, they're just figuring how they can make a profit as your health deteriorates and you go down the toilet. And you may think what I'm saying is really gross and that my doctor wouldn't do that. Your doctor doesn't even know what they don't know. That's what's disturbing about this, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you might say, well, they're a nice doctor. They play golf with me. They go to the same church. The problem is medical school doesn't want people with a PhD before they enter medical school in the biological science that asks a lot of questions. And they want to shut you off, if you are real smart, off into something like pathology so you won't bother the doctors that are actively treating patients that are alive with unnecessary surgery or toxic polypharmacy. They've not measured their genetics. They don't know their epigenetics. They don't know their toxicology. They don't know what their nutrient requirements are. They haven't reviewed, really, their diet. And you find even dietitians that are trained to do this stuff basically have what are called Mickey Mouse levels of biochemistry and epigenetics in their own training and have no clue how to actually modify a person's diet. So if you look at the food pyramid that's given by most dietitians in North America, it's clinically insane, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we give things like MalignaBlock, one capsule equivalent to 5 pounds of broccoli seed to repair your DNA and stimulate cancer cells to go through apoptosis. We've got ellagic acid. We have Dr. Wolf's Mega Muscle. So if you're trying to build muscle, these are the amino acids you want, not just to build muscle, but if you're a senior citizen and you don't lose muscle mass. You know, if you're an old, skinny senior citizen and you're losing muscle mass, you need that muscle mass because your body, under severe infection or stress, will convert it back to immunoglobulin so you'll survive infection. So if you're losing muscle mass when you're really old, you're going to die if you get an infection. Isn't that bad? And you think your doctor knows this? They don't realize if we just give you Mega Muscles, if we give you a microdose and other things, your muscle mass doesn't go bye-bye, you might survive infections because your body will convert muscles to immunoglobulins. We got a melatonin time release. How many people do you think are sleep-deprived? Well, 40% of the U.S. population are sleep-deprived. Calm Mind Brain Make. Melatonin time release. And we're actually working on building a new product, which I'm designing, which will launch probably in the next month or so. I've thought of several names. One of the ones I like is I call Neurocom. It'll go along with our Calm Mind and Brain Make, but it's a number of other nutraceutical components that we have scattered around with some special ones at high enough dosages. We have Ear Care, which is mini-air, and it helps to stop vertigo and deafness in the middle ear. We have Men's Max, which is our product to release male hormone from the sex hormone binding globulin. How many people out there are flogging their so-called male formula and they're trying to drive up your hormones with craziness, to be honest with you? Or they're giving hormones, like, you know, topical testosterone. I can't tell you over the last number of years how many men I've actually heard them complain, hey, I'm starting to get breast buds, doc. What do you think is going on? I'm thinking, what are you taking? He said, oh, my doctor gave me topical testosterone. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I'll bet you're getting breast buds just like your granddaughter or your daughter. He said, oh, yeah, how does he know that, doc? I said, because the excess hormones, your body will convert to female in your adipose tissue and in your liver. Not funny, hey? Is that not funny?
it's crazy.
It is crazy. And we say, well, my doctor should know better. I said, of course your doctor should know better. That's why MD stands for Magnificent DET, more dough, or more dumb. I mean, it really is craziness. But because the average public, see, the public now, because of things like my show, things like YouTube and videos, which I can put out, things like listen to this program, I have people like Pam up in near Chicago. And this is a smart lady. She's a corporate executive. And she's like the health nurse doctor to all of her corporate buddies. Because she's listened to the show long enough, and she actually subscribes to the wellness protocols, she knows how to treat hundreds of conditions of her colleagues in the corporate environment simply by listening to the show and telling them what nutraceuticals to take. And once in a while, we'll get referrals where they'll say, hey, Pam sent me. Sure, I'll help you. And by the way, I help them free and give them nutraceutical protocols even before we start doing consultations just by saying, take this, this, and this, and give me a shot in 2 weeks. And if you bought a product, I'll even call you back. Nobody does that, right? Nobody does that. So look at our minerals. Minerals Plus, these are albumin chelated minerals, which means they're a protein, amino acid chelate. They cross the mineral barrier in your tissues, and they're actively transported. We have mitochondrial catalysts. I had talked to a gentleman this morning before the show, and he said, oh, I got MS fatigue. I said, we'll take our mood energizer, which is acetyltyrosine. In fact, we have a drug the medical doctors use called bromocriptine to increase dopamine in the brain to counter some of the MS fatigue. You don't need that. You just need to increase acetyltyrosine and take our mitochondrial support like mitochondrial catalysts. We have people that take synthetic thyroid. One of the stupidest and most dangerous things you can do is inadequately treat thyroid. For every person that has anti-thyroid antibodies, antimicrosomal antithyroglobulin, there are hundreds of people with thyroid resistance syndrome that are tied to increases in blood insulin levels, and they get elevated reverse thyroid hormone levels, and their core metabolism is low. You need mitothyroid, thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus, nutriodine, the only Tesla-activated iodine in the world, and these 600 minerals, including selenium cruciferate, made with cruciferous vegetables, so it's an organic chelate that's not toxic, it's not sodium selenite that's toxic as hell, and the other minerals in our Minerals Plus, you can do 5' deiodination. And of course, we add Force Colon that'll help with that 5' deiodination. We've got Mountain Red Velvet, and of course, the company, I'm having some difficulty, you know, with them kind of playing little games with me, but I'm going to change the technology so it'll deliver it to the terminal ileum, and I've got patents pending on that now. So you need to know that I'm developing the next level of technology, and, you know, people that are skeptical of Dr. Deagle, they no longer are skeptical when I file legal actions and patents. On, oh, you're actually doing that. Yes, I am. Micell Ultra D3, this is actually very important. Your stem cells don't work with vitamin D. How many people, even if they have a tan, think they have adequate D? They don't. And not just D2, they need D3, they need D2 with ergothionine, which is the first receptor activated by your stem cells. So if you take our myco D2, which is called oncomycin because it fights cancer, your stem cells don't work unless you turn on the ergothionine receptor. You think the average doctor knows that? Of course, are you kidding? No way. You want to make more energy in your mitochondria because you've got MS fatigue, NADH tablets under your tongue, or D-ribose, either the powder under your tongue or put in a drink with our Sports Energy Light. So if you're dragging your butt, you need to increase your dopamine and your ATP and NADH levels. Most diseases, including glaucoma, heart disease, dementia, poor blood flow in the brain, are related to increased blood viscosity. We've got nanokinase, and our newest upgrade is nanokinase with PQQ that makes new mitochondria. We've got Neovasc. This is a formula that actually has vitamin B3, a special form to get rid of elevated triglyceride, so you don't have hypertriglyceridemia that can cause fatty liver and fatty liver-induced hepatitis. You can actually have a fatty liver failure caused by elevated blood insulin in fatty liver. How many people do you think know that their fatty liver can cause liver failure? Almost none. Do you think the doctors are measuring that? Hey, it's funny, your little liver enzyme's a little elevated, but did they do an ultrasound to see if they got fatty liver? No. But you can see it, actually, if you do an ultrasound on their liver. Neurogen, if you got a child, in Japan it's a law that you have to have DHA in their baby food, or it's against the law to even sell a baby formula in Japan. Did you know that? Do you think they do that here in North America? Of course not. So mamas, I tell pregnant mamas to take Neurogen, DHA, so their babies myelinate their brain and come up with a healthy brain with myelinated nerve fibers so they get normal neural development and can learn as a newborn baby. We have Nerival, which is our mood energizer. This is this is the one I talked about with MS, Nerival. We have NutriComplete, the best formula of greens and greens and goji berries. This is the second most powerful antioxidant in the world, goji. And, of course, we have NutriDefense, which is the most powerful antioxidant with polyphenol, receptor blocker activity against all viruses. As again, you're going to get the most powerful nutraceuticals, the most powerful support, most of it free, the most powerful functional medicine testing, including genomic testing, metabolic testing, epigenetic testing, and quantum testing at special clinics like John Mazzoni's clinic in Fayetteville, Jim Gersey in New York City, Dr. Jürgen Winkler in Carlsbad, a new clinic opening up in Northern California that I just talked to the lady yesterday. That'll be opening up shortly. So, four clinics here in the U.S. soon, and overseas, we're open up to people wanting to do testing anywhere in the world. And I can log on and diagnose what's wrong with you anywhere on the planet Earth.
Are you happy?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.